Press Review on Radio Yulm.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Radio Yulm. It's Monday, 21st of October, 9:47 a.m. I'm your host, Şeyma Nur Mert Akgül, and I'm in the studio with my colleague, Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Julia Custodio. Today on Reggie, we have Jacobo. Don't forget to follow Yulm, Radio Yulm, on our social media at Radio Yulm. Also, read and listen to our programs on www.radioyulm.it. You can also send us a message or a text voice text through 33 11 43 89
23. Today in Press Review, we will cover some very important news from all over the world. We will start by the latest updates in the Middle East, the Israeli attacks on Gaza and Beirut, the leaked documents of the US intelligence service, and then we will move on to the latest updates on the US elections.
Also, we are going to talk about news from Italy and sport news, such as the victory on Ferrari in the F1 US Grand Prix.
Finally, we will touch upon the updates on the war on Ukraine and the blackout in Cuba. So make sure you stay with us and we will shortly begin. So let's start with the first news of our show. We will start with the updates on the Middle East. The first resource we will cover is BBC. Israeli strikes have killed at least 87 people in Beit Lahia, northern Gaza, according to the Hamas-run authorities. Israel describes the strike as a precision attack against a Hamas target. The UN warns that nowhere is safe in Gaza and says that the nightmare in the territory is intensifying. The Lebanese army, which has historically stayed out of the clashes between Israel and Hezbollah, says that three soldiers have been killed after a military vehicle was hit by an Israel airstrike. In Beirut, the military says it carried out a strike on Hezbollah intelligence headquarters. Hezbollah had not yet commented. Meanwhile, Hezbollah says it has shelled an Israel army base in Rosh Pinya in northern Israel, and the Israel Defense Forces says about 160 rockets have been launched in the north of the country from Lebanon.
According to Reuters, Israel intensifies offensive in Gaza after Hamas leader's death. Yahya Sinwar was confirmed dead by Hamas last Friday, and it's already at least 87 people killed in Gaza this weekend.
Moving on to DW. Israel Air Force carried out an attack against Hezbollah command center in Beirut early Sunday. An army statement said Israeli jets also attacked an underground workshop for producing weapons. The information could not be independently verified, but still a video of the attack posted by the Israeli army on social media appeared to show a multi-story building being struck. Earlier on Sunday, Lebanese state media reported two Israeli strikes in the Hezbollah stronghold of Danieh in southern Beirut.
On New York Times, leaked U.S. intelligence suggests Israel is preparing to strike Iran. The documents from the U.S. intelligence were leaked and described recent satellite images of Israeli military preparations for a potential strike on Iran. This strike is being expected since the Iran attacks on Israel in the beginning of October. The documents are marked as top secret and have markings indicating that they are meant only to be seen by the U.S. forces. The leak comes at an extremely sensitive moment between U.S. and Israeli relations and is bound to anger the Israelis. FBI is working on it and didn't say anything to the media. Moving on now to U.S. elections.
Okay, we have two news on the campaigns of Trump. So we will start by the coverage of Washington Post. Trump serves McDonald's fries to supporters in state-managed campaign stop. Wearing an apron, the Republican presidential nominee lifted fries out of the hot oil, shook them, salted them, and placed them into containers for service. He praised the staff and the company, then popped his head out of the drive-thru window and waved at the crowd that gathered across the street. He began to hand out paper bags to the cars that had been waiting in line before his arrival. According to the Washington Post, Trump didn't answer a question on minimum wage, instead promoting his unverified claim that Kamala Harris never worked at the burger chain. The coverage also mentions the restaurant was closed to the public during Trump's visit, and the motorists served by him were screened by the U.S. Secret Service positioned before his arrival. No one ordered food. Instead, the attendees received whatever Trump gave them. So let's move to what he's doing with Elon Musk.
According to The Guardian, Elon Musk promises to award $1 million every day to voters as he stepped out campaigning for Trump. Elon Musk is supporting Trump in a Pollution Action Committee. Everyone on Pennsylvania who subscribes to vote will be on a draw to receive $1 million. From the starting day, Musk will spend $70 million on Toto.
Wow. let's continue with some Italian news. Sky TG24 says bad weather, rivers outflow in Emilia-Romagna, one dead in Pianoro. Difficult situation in various areas of the region continue, where 175 millimeters of rain fell in just a few hours. A large part of the city of Bologna and surrounding area was flooded. A lifeless body of a missing person was found in Pianoro. His name was Simone Farinelli. He was 20 years old. We will have some sports news after the song. So we will continue our show with some really energetic Daft Punk song one more time.
We see you after break. Thanks so much for listening to us right now.
We're gonna celebrate.
listen to One More Time by Daft Punk. And you're listening to Press Review on Radio Yulm. I'm your host Shema, and I'm in the studio with my colleague
Julia Custodio. And today in the Regi we have Jacobo. Thank you so much, Jacobo.
So before the song, we mentioned the bad weather conditions in Italy. With one last update on the topic, we will finish this part. Corriere della Sera says, bad weather in Emilia-Romagna. Mud is being shoveled in Bologna amid anger and solidarity. Orange alert is still in effect today. Thousands of people displaced and one person dead. The toll of the latest flood that hits the territory is very heavy. The river is still high and the bridges closed from Modena to Reggio. 41 patients from the hospital in Bentivoglio in the Bologna area were transferred during the night due to the consequences of the flood.
Moving on to Italian politics, Meloni launches Albania decree, challenges judges and EU on migrants. Today, the Council of Ministers for the Law on the detentions and a list of safe countries to bind judges. The Italian government is setting a way to avoid judicial decisions and continue to transfer migrants to Albania. The President Meloni intends to consolidate the Albania model, in which probably will have a list with safe countries considered for the repatriation of migrants. The meeting with the parameters will happen in this afternoon at the Council of Ministers.
So let's move to the sports news.
Well, we will start with sad news. According to the Times, Chris Hoy has terminal cancer. He said he have 2 to 4 years to live. In an interview, the cycling champion said the doctors diagnosed him with prostate cancer. The 48 years old athlete, the cancer was spread to his bones. On social media, Hoy says that he is feeling fit, strong, and positive.
Good that he feels such way, but what a shame.
Yes.
Continuing with the sports news, we have some good news this time. Eurosport News says, memorable and unexpected Ferrari 1-2 in the United States GP. Ferrari steals the show in the United States Grand Prix and takes an incredible 1-2 on the Austin circuit in the 19th round of the Formula One World Championship. Charles Leclerc brings the Maranello Red back to the top. Carlos Sainz overtakes Max Verstappen after the pit stop and completes a feat that was almost entirely unpredictable on the eve. British pilot Norris comes in the third, but he is penalized for overtaking Max off the track. The last step of the podium thus goes to Red Bull driver. And 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton had a knockout at the start.
Now, dig in on Russian-Ukraine war.
DW has some news on Ukraine war, and they mentioned the North Korea's involvement. Ukraine and South Korea have indicated that North Korea is getting more involved in Russia's war against Ukraine. North Korea is not only supplying Moscow with weapons, but is also sending military personnel to Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on October 17th in Brussels after meeting European leaders and NATO defense ministers. He said that Pyongyang was preparing to send as many as 10,000 soldiers to the area.
On Reuters, Ukraine strikes key Russian explosive manufacturer. Kiev's general staff said it was assessing the damage from its attack. Meanwhile, Russian air defense units downed 110 Ukrainian drones over the country. But moving on to America, on high news, Hurricane Oscar during Cuba's longest blackout, millions are still in the dark. The category 1 hurricane hit Cuba, which was already without electricity for days. One of the longest blackouts of recent years. The country faces a deep energy and economic crisis due to an obsolete electrical system and dependence on fossil fuels. The U.S. embargo aggravated the situation aside from the storm strike.
Radio Yulm.
Well, you just listened to Press Review by Radio Yulm. Thank you so much for joining us today.
So make sure you follow us on social media platforms at Radio Yulm. And also you can re-listen to our recording at www.radioyulm.it. Also, if you want to reach out to us through WhatsApp, you can reach through 3311438923. I'm your host, Shema.
I am Julia, and we are here with Jacopo Ondoreggi. Thank you so much, everyone.
See you next time.
Press Review on Radio Yulm.